Nazir, Perek Vav Mishnah Gimel. Stam Naziris Shlosh Miyom. Stam Naziris is 30 days, like we've said. Gilach Oshel Gilchuhu Listim, so is there Shlosh Miyom. And it doesn't matter whether a person shaved off his own hair, or whether it was done b'shogeg, whether bandits shaved his hair off, soser shloshim yom. What this means, that it uproots the counting, and he has to make sure that he grows hair 30 days, and like the Rav says, that when he then shaves after 30 days, it's a teglachas shel mitzvah. It's a shaving of mitzvah. A nazir has to have hair that was grown for 30 days to be able to do the mitzvah afterwards. So what that really means is not that we always have to uproot 30 days, but rather we always have to make sure that there's a complete 30 days of counting, which is a little different. So based on this, Taisus Yontif brings Taisus that holds that if it would come out that, let's say, a Nazir accepted upon himself Naziris of 70 days, for example, he doesn't say this, but let's just use that example, and after 32 days, his hair is shaven off. In that case, since he still has more than 30 days left, it doesn't uproot the whole thing, and he just has to count another, whatever, 38 days. Once he's at day 70, he then can shave his hair and complete his Naziris. Because at the very end, it was a teglachas shel mitzvah. He cut his hair by the mitzvah of cutting his hair in Naziris at the end, and he had at least a hair's full of 30 days. That's how they learn soser shloshim yom. The Rambam learns differently. The Rambam learns you have to always uproot and wait 30 days. So according to the Rambam, that would not be the halacha. You'd actually have to wait, and it wouldn't count as part of the minyan of whatever you accepted upon Naziris. Anyway, Mishnah continues. Nazir shegilach, bein bezug, bein betar. Nazir shaves, whether it's with a scissor, whether it's with a razor, osha sif seif kolshu, or he plucks out any of his hairs, chayev. All these cases, he's chayev. The Rab brings the Torah, says, tar lo yavur. So lo yavur, it's not just with the tar, not just with the razor, but lo yavur is coming to include any type of thing, even your own hand, if you would pluck out hair. He's chayev. However, like Tiferes Yisrael points out, even though he's not allowed to do it, uprooting the whole Naziris, there, you would have to do it to most of your hairs, just like a razor would. And you'd have to do it from their roots. But a little bit, even though it's usher to do, it doesn't uproot the whole Naziris. Nazir choyfeif umefasfeis. The Mishnah is telling us the Nazir is allowed to scratch his hair. Choyfeif is with his hand. Mefasfeis is with his nails or with some kind of kli, scratches his hair. As long as he doesn't have kavana to shear any of his hair. Because, like the Rav says, a davar sheino miskaven is mutter. Like we had in Maseches Shabbos or Bishimin. If you don't have kavana to do a malacha, as long as it's not a psik resha where it's not inevitably going to happen, then it's mutter. So therefore, he's allowed to scratch his hair, av lo sorek, but he can't comb it, because like the Rav says, sorek, with a comb, it's a psik resha for sure, some of the hair is going to come out. And similarly, Rabbi Shmuel omer, lo yachov ba'adama b'nei shemasheres esaseir. Rabbi Shmuel says that one should not shampoo with earth, dirt, because it takes hair out. And that's also a psik resha, like the Rav points out. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Shmuel with this, that a nazir should not do this.